Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Okay, I'm looking at the notes here. It looks like Marilyn actually won the battle this last week. You beat me, so I got to get some worthy recruits in this week.
Yeah, you better. You got to do some catch-up.
Yeah, got to do some catch-up. Let's see.
Battle's brought to you by the letter D today.
Well, thank you. Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a winning squad. I need a winning team. Can you be part of that winning team for me this morning?
Absolutely. Let's
do
it.
Great, great. Lock in. D. Just think that for all your answers, okay?
Kristen,
okay.
Write down the letter D. Kristen's on Team Maryland.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Did you look at the D? Concentrate on the D. It's
I've been
words,
thinking about it.
Okay, words and names of places with the letter D. And if you win, a $200 gift card to Lisbon by Night Restaurant.
All of us facing palms are like, no. I know. Let's stay. Let's just fly past that. Marilyn, what's the prize this morning?
The prize, I just said, a $200 gift card to Lisbon by Night Restaurant.
That's me desperately trying to change the subject and not knowing where to go.
Okay.
All right, let's just start the contest. Who starts first?
I do with Kristen.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay, Kristen, show some energy there, baby.
Okay, I'm in it.
Okay.
Okay, Kristen, your 30 seconds starts now.
The animal known as man's best friend.
Dog.
The last course at dinner is?
Dinner. Oh, dessert, sorry.
Babies wear these.
Diaper.
The person in charge of playing the music at a party.
DJ.
12 is also known as a?
Double digit.
12.
Oh, 12. Pass, sorry.
The Disney character that wears a sailor shirt and a cap with no pants.
Oh, geez.
Humpty.
Dumpty.
That was small. 12 is known as a dozen.
Oh.
Disney character Donald Duck.
Oh, geez.
Well, he doesn't wear the pants in the family. Well, how many do we get there, darling?
Kristen, you still got 5.
Hey!
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right,
Lisa. Good luck.
Let's do this.
Deep. Door. Let's go, Caitlin.
Okay, Lisa. Your 30 seconds starts now.
The Mile High City in Colorado is?
Denver.
24 hours is the span of a?
Day.
The Looney Tunes character that Bugs Bunny's, that's Bugs Bunny's friend, his best friend.
Daffy Duck.
The fancy kind of mustard.
Dijon.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Do.
If you want less vermouth in your martini, you order it.
Double?
No. Extra.
Dry.
Game pieces, dark one.
Hey! How many?
Jamar's pronunciation of vermouth almost jammed you up, but you got 6 to win it!
Vermouth.
Guess who doesn't drink martinis here? All right.
I can't say that I've ever had vermouth. But I hear it's good. Well, listen, look at you, Team Jamar, Lisa.
Woo, we did it, Jamar.
We did it. Whew, with a capital D.
That's what you got.
Sorry, Marilyn.
Don't worry about it, Kristen. Just remember, 12 dozen. All right, here we go. Here's the prize. I got to give these people credit because they gave us a $200 gift card to Lisbon by Night Restaurant as part of Toronto's Summerlicious. That runs July 5th through the 21st. Visit chum1045.ca for more details.
Is it wise to take a road trip with somebody that you're dating, like a new date? Let me read an email that came in to us. And anyone in the dating community, please weigh in. You could text us at 104536 or even just give us a shout at 870-1045. She says, good morning, chum friends. I'm planning a summer road trip to see some family out east in Nova Scotia. But I just started dating a new guy recently, and he suggested joining me as part of a summer vacation. I think it would be fun to have him out east with me, but I'm wondering about the two-day trip that we're going to take together in the car. We've been together for 3 months. Is that too soon to take a road trip together? What do you think? This is from Jess. There's someone listening right now that's going to go, yeah, do it, really cool. And there's also someone listening going, no, girl, run. What do you say, Marilyn?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yes. You're
road
3 months
trip?
In. You're still fresh. 2 days together, captive audience. Get to sit and talk to each other in the car. Get to know each other a little bit more. Remember, if it doesn't work out, he can take a flight home from Nova Scotia to Toronto. If it doesn't work. But
okay.
I think this is a good litmus test to see how well you get along. And there's lots of things to see and do along the way. I say yes, go for it. 3 months, for sure. Have
road
fun.
Road trip with a new date. Caitlin, what say you?
I have to agree with Marilyn, but I do think you should give yourself lots of places to stop. I think you try to do it as like a stressful beat the clock type, we got to get there. But if you make it a leisurely drive, break it up a bit, do a few overnights, it could be really nice.
Okay.
Have fun with it.
I'm actually going to go left on this one, guys, and I'm going to put a vote in for no.
Why?
Because it's just too long in an enclosed, confined space with someone that you don't know very well. Like, I don't know. If you get into any argument, any disagreement with this person that you don't know very well, you can't dump out. Like, now you're sitting awkwardly in a car for another 2 hours, staring out the windshield going, I wish I wasn't in this car with this person. Right. Because you guys are, you know what I'm saying? If anything goes wrong, there's no trap door. You can't get out.
Well, there is also, you know, Greyhound bus in Kingston. You know, my thing is, like, if you really want to get to know somebody, go on vacation with them.
Yeah.
They're 3 months in. It's fun. He suggested, let me go with you. That's an extra body in the car that just in case the car breaks down or something, you've got something there. Your family's waiting for you in Nova Scotia, so that seems relatively safe. So I'm saying, that, you know, might go for it.
Someone texted in and said, don't road trip. My fiance and I lived in Nova Scotia and did that road trip many times. It's a miracle we're still together. Also, there are no gas stations in New Brunswick. Good to know.
No.
Okay, well, I didn't know
but
that.
But then we have two people say, do it, get to know each other. Better to know now, sooner than later.
Yes.
Couple people all in for it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then someone else said, if she has to ask, then I say no.
Huh. Well, no, I like the fact that she asked because she's saying, if it's a day one, you know, it's only 3 months. She's doing the math. 3 months, just got to know him. He's volunteered. You know, it is a 2 day road trip. So you're just going, like, what would it make a difference? 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? Get to know him now.
Oh, see, now we've got even more pouring in support. One person said, go for it. I've been dating someone 7 months now, and last month we drove to Virginia, and it was awesome. We had conversations that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
All right. Well, it's definitely a gamble.
Just keep in mind there are no gas stations in New Brunswick, apparently.
Okay.
Yes, and if it's not working out, you just look and you'll come to that conclusion to say, you know, it's not working out, and you go to a bus station.
Honestly. I got into an argument with an ex on the way home from guess where? Toronto one time.
But don't let it ruin road trips for you,
Jim. I'm going to ruin it for everybody. Don't do it. We argued from the bridge.
Yeah.
Back to town.
What was the main argument?
It was about saving cash, but it's so stupid. We read an email from a listener named Jess. She's been dating a guy for about 3 months, and she's about to take a road trip. Where's she going again? Nova Scotia? No, she's going
and
to Nova Scotia.
It's a 2 day road trip, and she says, you know, he said, hey, I'd like to go with you. And she's like, should he? And I'm saying, yeah, go have fun.
We didn't even ask her where she met this guy. This could have been like a Tinder or a Match.com or something that she met. So she knows the guy from nothing.
But you know, he's feeling it. So he's saying, I'll go on that trip with you. And I think it's good to have an extra body and you're doing that road trip. So Caitlin and I went, yeah, go on this road trip with this guy.
Let me tell you a story about a road trip I took with someone I was dating for a long time.
But you said no on this.
Well, I did say no road trip for new dates because this was someone I knew for a long time. And even on a road trip, which coincidentally was to Toronto, on the way back, At the bridge heading back into the States.
You were on the Peace Bridge.
We're on the Peace Bridge.
Not peaceful, yes.
And no, it's not. We're going through customs or immigration or whatever. And I've got Canadian money in my hand. And we were like, the money's different for us. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to keep this money as a souvenir. She's like, why would you do that? I'm like, because it's cool. And when you go places internationally, you know, save the money because it's like a keepsake. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but it's money. You should change it back to U.S. dollars and spend it so you have your money. I'm like, yeah, but it's just a couple dollars. This debate went on for about 30 minutes until it like escalated into a full-fledged argument over whether I should change the money or not. Moral of the story is, for the rest of the trip, we were sitting face forward, hands crossed, in a full-out argument. And it was just like, okay, now this is an awkward road trip. And once again, in a car with somebody that you're not having a good time with, there's no trap door, so you can't say, get out!
So here's my thing on this, being the therapist that I really want to be.
Yeah.
That's just indicative of something else that was going
on. Of course.
What was that something else?
Well, the something else means the relationship clearly did not last.
Did not last, and there was something that was bugging her about something.
Something that was bugging me about something.
Yeah, and so there you go right there. So, so you're saying to Jess, don't do that road trip yet.
I think road trips can be a recipe for disaster with the wrong person.
Yeah, but I think finding out who that, I don't know. As long as she's safe, this Jess that wrote to us,
yeah,
and she feels safe with this guy, I think, well, why not go on that road trip with him? Have some fun. Have an adventure.
I'm with Marilyn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I like it. I think if it's going well and it's early days, you shouldn't have anything going on three months in. It should just be fun.
Yeah, sure. If the person stinks, you can get out the way early, right? Okay. Go right ahead, Jess. Jump right in. But call your boy Jamal if it goes wrong so he can commiserate.
Nothing like an argument in a car when you're looking out the,
oh, it's the worst,
the window, yeah, and you just can't get out.
It's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
Oh, you're sitting there and
it's like, ugh.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
It's official. As expected, on June 30th, Kawhi Leonard will become an unrestricted free agent. Trending reports confirm that he's going to decline his player option for next season to re-sign with the Raptors for 1 year at $21.3 million to become that unrestricted free agent. But he's said to be seriously considering a different deal with the Raptors, one that could hopefully see him stay here for longer if he does decide to stick around. So he'll, of course, still be meeting with other teams, names being tossed around, of course, the LA Clippers, the 76ers, and the Brooklyn Nets.
Ew.
But everything is still really unconfirmed. The Raptors are the only team that can offer him a max contract of 5 years and $190 million.
That's enticing.
That's very enticing. And the insiders are saying that because of the trust he's built with the team, rival executives at other teams actually view the Raptors as his current favorite to land him when this negotiating period begins.
It really, you know, from a non-basketball standpoint, being in Toronto on the Raptors is like the final frontier in many, many aspects. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what to expect in a lot of these different cities.
Yeah.
This is kind of the wild card. This team is the wild card because it's been a while since the Raptors have had this much
attention.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's really the most exciting team to be on right now.
It's an enticing offer financially, that's for sure. And when you think about everything that he went through and that we've heard that he went through when he was with San Antonio following the injury, the complete breakdown of trust that he had with that team.
Right.
Now to come into a team that's so supportive, management that really, you know, appreciates him, a city that loves him, you've got to think that maybe we've got a decent chance. Mm-hmm. There, of course, are still those reports saying from many people, like I have people tweeting to me and messaging me personally, like DMs saying, oh, I know someone who's a realtor in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and they say he's bought property there and he's registering his little girl in school there. So, I mean, I don't know if any of these things are true. These are totally just like social media rumors, but everyone's really hoping.
Yeah,
like all of Ontario is going, come on.
But it's really tough, you know, like, because with a lot of these teams that become a franchise like dynasty, they kind of make their way up.
Mm-hmm.
This one, boom, one shot, he joins the team, they go straight to the championship.
Yeah.
Now you got to do it every year.
And also, you know, Cargojet, that's of course the, like, it's, you know, Canadian company, Ontario based company.
Yeah.
They just signed a sponsorship deal with him and they posted a very public Instagram announcement about this. And everyone's trying to read into it saying, hey, that's the company that gave Drake his plane. Maybe he connected them with Kawhi. Maybe he helped with this deal. Could that be an indicator that Kawhi's planning on staying in Ontario?
Oh, I'm sure Drake has a lot to do with what's happening with Kawhi.
Yeah.
In so many ways, selling the city and, you know, just being here.
Hey, stick around, buddy.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. We're going to start also with women's soccer today. Super top of mind here in Canada as our national women's soccer team plays Sweden in the FIFA Women's World Cup. That starts at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The teams are said to be close in talent, so it's going to be an interesting one to watch. TSN and CTV will both be airing that. And of course, we are all still recovering from Pride, as I imagine many people listening to the show today are maybe having an extra shot in their coffee this morning because we were all yelling at the floats. We had Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was there. Carly Rae Jepsen was there. Gigi Gorgeous was there. Brooklyn Heights was there. Like, it was a real who's who from the LGBTQ community, but also just from Toronto in general. Like, I loved being there so much every year. It's just amazing.
E-Talk Entertainment Update. Tyrone Edwards, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, that's me.
Man, summer is fully charged, isn't it? Like, It's event back to back to back to back.
So I was just about to say, I'm like, because I know you're still getting used to Toronto. Are you used to that yet? Because it's pace.
Yo,
we leave no minute unprogrammed.
No, this city is so active.
Yeah, that's
so
one thing
active.
I'm very proud of.
It's a beautiful thing. So,
when we get the good weather, we're not going to waste it.
No, that's right. So, anything on Kawhi before you launch into your e-talk information?
No, fingers crossed.
Okay, fine.
That's it, man.
All right, what
honestly.
Do you got?
And that's me tapping into all my access.
I know.
Still, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. But who could turn down a $190 million contract? I mean, gosh. I don't think there's...
We're already spending it for him, just in case.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on, Kawhi. Yeah. Stay.
Come on, Kawhi. All right. So, last night was the BET Awards, and lots of great performances. Lizzo, who is a newcomer on the scene, but everybody loves her, and I'm just... I'm a new fan of hers as
yeah.
well. Rihanna was on hand, looking absolutely lovely. She was there too, and Mary J. Blige, her Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow, that's
yes.
so great.
Yeah, I'm forever a Mary J. Blige fan.
Me too.
And then, of course, Cardi B started off the show with her husband, Offset, with a great performance. And it says, I don't know. Do you remember this, Jamar? Do you remember this, Kayla? She became the first person to win... Album of the year, the first woman, sorry,
first woman
female
to win,
rapper,
yeah, female yeah. rapper.
Did this last year?
Not on the BET Awards. No, I don't think.
Oh,
it was,
that's
I don't
what
think,
it was.
Yeah, and I don't think it was album of the year.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyways, Cardi B just keeps on racking up the accolades, but she also actually no. Before we leave the BET Awards, I just
yeah.
want to mention.
Okay.
Director of the Year award.
Yeah.
Goes to Karina Evans from Toronto.
Hey,
that's huge.
Man, Toronto's just all over the place. I mean, it is like...
Can I just be proud of it?
Of yeah. course you can.
And who is this person? I don't
Karina
know.
Evans. So she is a young director from Toronto.
Directing this show? The BET Awards?
No, directing... Director of, she makes music videos.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't know yeah, that. Yeah.
She did Nice for What and God's Plan, right?
And God's Plan.
Okay, yeah.
24 years old.
That's amazing. Okay.
You know,
entertainment mecca right now. I'm telling you, Toronto, there's a lot of attention on our city.
You know, so shout out to Karina and the Pop Rock family, Taj, Director X. They're all doing amazing things. So I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, no, that's good.
We're Canadian. We got to
support. We got to know that. She's only 24. That's amazing.
Yeah. But back to Cardi B for a second. Mm-hmm. So Cardi B... Jeez. So she's indicted on 14 charges.
That's 14 charges, people. 14 charges.
14 charges, including two felonies. And that's related to the brawl that happened at the New York City strip club last summer. Now, just to give this a little history, just a little perspective, she could have, what do you call it? Like a plea.
She
could have
taken a plea deal. And she didn't want to take the plea deal. The plea deal was just like one charge. It wasn't nothing. Mm-hmm. But now they're making an example of her. 14 charges, two felonies, and I don't know where this is going to end up, where this is going to land. I don't know if this is one of those Jussie Smollett situations where all of a sudden these felonies just disappear. But that is very rare in America.
Yeah.
Well, she rings in a favor and then they all go away. Or maybe she has a really, really good lawyer that we don't know about.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
She must feel really secure about that. You can talk about Janet Jackson really quick.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Janet Jackson. So she had a rare interview where she opened up about her childhood. She talked about Michael Jackson. One of the stories that she shared about Michael Jackson was that when he was a teenager, he would buy like barbecue meals and drive around looking for homeless people to give it to.
Get out of here.
No.
What?
So sweet.
I want to hear these
That's
kind of
so
stories.
Nice. So nice.
And then on her childhood, she says she kind of regrets. She feels like she was deprived of a childhood.
Yeah.
She was always working. She wanted to do little things like gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
But she couldn't because she was working. And also, she recalls a point where she was telling her father she wanted to go to business law school. And he was like, nah, God has a different path for you.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, she's taking care of her own little one who's 2.5 years old right now.
Yes, and saying that he will be able to make decisions.
His choices.
For himself.
Completely different situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now that the money's all there and secure.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't have to grind like she did.
No.
Nope. He talks on tonight at 7 o'clock. Thanks, Tyrone.
My pleasure.
All right, see you
soon. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
Yup, it's true, but it's also a good way to get to know somebody. You know, you really find out about how a person works, their inner workings, when you hear about their secrets.
And how they got here.
Uh-huh. And that's how this game works. It's called Secrets. Can you guess which secret belongs to which morning show member? We have on the line...
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Sorry, we just are still in parade mode. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm very well. How are you?
I was supposed to make the suspenseful intro for you.
I know. I was waiting for
who
roll.
Is she? Charlotte. Hey, round of applause for Charlotte. Okay, so Charlotte, you've been hanging with us for a while since we've been a morning show, yeah?
Have, yeah,
all right,
definitely.
Great. Thank you that for that. Let's see how well you know us. Read your secret. You have to guess whether it's a Marilyn secret, a Jamar secret, or Caitlin's secret.
Okay.
If you get it correct, the person whose secret it is, they have to own it and say, yep, that's me. All
okay.
right? Now, if you get it wrong, we take the secret, we put it back into our bag of secrets, and we just kind of wonder, who could that possibly be?
Who could it be? Mm-hmm. We want you to wonder all day. I'm up with the first secret to tell you about, Charlotte. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This show member picked their university mainly because the pamphlet was pretty. Is it a Jamar secret, a Marilyn secret, or a Caitlin secret?
That sounds like Caitlin.
That sounds like Caitlin.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin, is that a Caitlin Green secret?
Nope.
Nope, that is not a Caitlin. Caitlin is much more methodical than that. I'll tell you that right. Very planned.
Put that back in the bag.
That goes back in the bag. I wonder who that could have been.
I don't know.
All right, Caitlin, why don't you read the next secret?
Okay, when this morning show member is in a drive-thru and talking to someone on the phone at the same time, they put the phone on mute because they don't want to reveal that they're eating at a fast food restaurant.
That's funny.
Ooh, Marilyn.
That is a Marilyn
yes!
secret.
Yes.
So what for fast sure. food are you eating that's so shameful, Marilyn?
Well, it's not. It's okay. First of all, can't resist McDonald's fries.
Sure.
Same girl.
And then, you know what I'm saying, Charlotte? You know, it's like, I don't really want the burger. I want the fries. And then if I'm near Harvey's, I go, I think it's time for a veggie burger with a big fat pickle on it.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're
great.
Going, oh, yeah, let me talk to you for a minute. And they're talking, going, you're hoping that you time it. So when the woman goes, can I take your order? Going, okay, I'll put it on mute. Yes, I'd like a veggie burger, please, with fries on the side. Okay, Charlotte, you got that one.
All right.
No longer a secret.
Okay, Charlotte, here's the next one and last one. This show member's phone number was once published in a Hungarian newspaper, resulting in many confusing conversations in broken Hungarian. Is that
you?
That's me?
Yeah.
That's a Jamar secret?
Maybe.
That is not a Jamar secret.
Wow. Okay, we put that back in the bag. Charlotte.
I wonder who that could have been. Hungarian newspaper. How's your Hungarian, Marilyn?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm talking right. I'm eating my hamburger.
Okay.
Don't bother me.
Charlotte,
a moment.
You're 1 out of 3. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right. Thank you for playing with us this morning.
No problem.
All right. Enjoy your day. I don't know if you guys heard this story about a woman who was coming, not really too far across Canada. She was coming from Quebec City to Toronto on an Air Canada flight. And she wakes up after the flight is over and realizes she's on the plane by herself. Why? Because the plane is parked. The lights are off, the plane is off, and she's the only one on the plane still. Now, that's a nightmare scenario, no? I mean, you wake up and, like, how do you get off? I mean, where are the keys to the plane? Can't find them, right?
Can't find them. So here she is talking to CTV News.
Still in my same seat, 32A, which is about middle of the plane, and it was completely pitch black. I thought, this is a nightmare. This is not happening. I'm having a bad dream. Wake up, Tiffany.
O'Brien says her phone had 1% of battery and was flooded with text messages from a friend who dropped her off at the airport hours earlier.
What do you mean you're still on the plane? She said I fell asleep. I just woke up and I said, nobody woke you up.
And she's like, I can't see anything. It's just a black screen. So I tried to turn on my flashlight so I could show her, and then my phone died.
O'Brien said she began looking for ways to find help. She said she eventually entered the cockpit.
I'm so scared that I'm going to touch something that's wrong. But I knew I had to do something, and I found the flashlight, and I was so happy. That was, like, the best moment ever.
Wow.
32A. I thought it was 32C. So I ask you this question. All right.
Okay.
With all due respect, Tiffany, and I really mean this, that's not a long flight. I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait to get off of a flight once I land.
True.
What did you take to make you get in a coma, like, space?
So you think there was a sleeping pill involved?
Yeah, there must be something involved, but she might have fear of flying. You're at the back of the plane, I'm assuming. What responsibility are you taking on this?
Yeah.
You know, it's a little late in the game for this one for me.
Maybe a couple too many gin and tonics.
Well,
flight attendant.
Well, I'm just wondering about that. This story is a little sketchy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's been stories about people being discovered on a plane when the cleaning lady's vacuuming, you know, whatever. Right, Caitlin?
Someone texted in and said, years ago, I drank too much, passed out in the plane's bathroom, and by the time I sobered up and came outside, there was nobody on the plane except for a cleaning lady vacuuming.
Yeah, see, that's
see, okay, so the plane bathroom, that makes sense to me. That could happen because, you know, you're locked in a bathroom. No, you know, they're passing back and forth. Maybe they didn't check inside the washroom and see you. But sitting in the plane fast asleep, that sounds very unlikely to me. I don't know if there's anyone who's a flight attendant or someone who works with airplanes that could tell me how this possibly could happen.
Yeah.
You can call us, but I just don't see how that happens.
No, I don't either.
How do you miss a whole body in a seat?
I think, you know what I mean? You know, in my head, really honestly, in my head, she's so embarrassed by the situation.
Yeah.
This is her moment.
Yes.
She's making it bigger than it really is. Now,
right.
Did this happen to her? No doubt. Did she find a flashlight? No doubt. Did she get, you know, released? And yeah, the luggage guy noticed her? No doubt.
Air Canada, where's my $1 million?
Yeah, but where's your responsibility in this? That's what I want to know.
This makes me think of all the sleeping people I see on the subway and on the streetcar, and I always wonder, like, should I try to wake them up? Yeah. Are they missing their stop? Yeah.
That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know if the majority of people want to be woken up.
Probably not.
I, for one, can sleep anywhere.
Okay.
And if I'd woken up on this plane...
You just fell asleep about 20 minutes ago.
You're waking up at the end of the line.
Absolutely.
You're that guy.
I'm sending Air Canada an email like, thank you for just leaving me alone for a couple minutes.
Thank you for locking up the plane and leaving me in the hangar.
True that.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.